name is Barry Allen. I am the fastest man alive.
RandomChatter.com presents a Flash podcast.
You see that red blur?
Dedicated to the discussion of the Flash television series.
A lot to discuss.
Scarlet Velocity.
Run, Barry, run!
Welcome to Scarlet Velocity, a Flash podcast. Thank you for slowing down just for a moment. I am your host, Josh.
And I'm Hunter Zolomon. And all I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Yeah, shake your rump. Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Woo. Okay. Hunter, check baby, check baby. One, two, three, four.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Let me finish up here. You've discovered the number one podcast dedicated to the CW television show, The Flash, with discussion and commentary on the various episodes, including the season finale this week. So, my friend, zoom, 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 zoom. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm just so excited. We're done with the season here and got all sorts of cool stuff to talk about. It was really fun. I had a great time.
I did have a great time. The internets, at least, seem a bit divided by this episode, but I'm excited to talk with you about it and figure out how everybody's feeling out there, and I'm interested to see what other people say too. So
the cubicles at the office that I work at are a little divided as well. So
are they? That's probably a good thing, depending on who you work.
Well, they're
next
subdivided,
to.
I guess, really technically, but yeah.
All right. Well,
now I did. Yeah, my coworker was not really plussed by it, and I'm like, so what was your biggest problem? He's like, I don't know. I fell asleep before the end. I'm like, well, there's your problem right there.
All right.
He goes, well, but it wasn't engaging me enough to stay awake. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fair enough, too.
Oh, maybe you just had a long day. I don't know.
He comes home, he works out, and then...
Hey, you need to grab some jitters, CC jitters, before you watch an episode
Flash,
of The Flash.
Right before you watch The Flash.
Exactly. Well, before we talk about this episode of The Flash, tell us a little bit about it so we are all caught up and understand which episode we're listening to.
Sure. So before we talk about the episode, I should talk about the episode. Got it.
Absolutely.
Okay. This is the season finale for season two called The Race of His Life. Originally aired on May 24th, 2016, so close to the actual Star Wars date. That's still too bad. Written by Aaron Helbing and Todd Helbing, and directed by Antonio Negrete. So I'm just going to take you back just a little bit here. As Henry Allen lays dying at the feet of his son Barry, his murderer Zoom taunts our hero to embrace his dark side. Barry chases the murderous menace, but hesitates before killing him and misses his chance when Zoom kills himself thanks to another time remnant and gets away. Iris tries to be a source of emotional support for Barry, but when Zoom shows up and challenges Barry to a race, his anger takes over and he's determined to beat Zoom and end this once and for all. Embrace your hatred. Sorry. My voice is just cracking a little bit here.
Your eyes are changing a little yellow, too.
Yeah,
getting
a little yeller.
Be careful.
Anyway, the team discovers Zolomon's real motivations, though. With a magnetar that he stole from Mercury Labs, he intends to destroy the multiverse. Not just Earth 1, Earth 2, but the entire multiverse, using Barry's speed to power it up. The team decides Barry needs a timeout to get his head together, a super timeout, if I might add, so they can stop Zoom on their own. Against all odds, Team Star Labs do, in fact, overwhelm the vile speedster and send him back to the breach, but he takes Joe with him. And there's no way Wally and Barry are going to accept that. Wally sets Barry free, and our hero moves forward with the race. But don't count Barry out yet, though. He's got a little trick up his sleeve, too. Zoom will soon pay the price, but it won't leave Barry satisfied with his victory. And the reveal of the man in the iron mask doesn't make him feel any better either.
Made me feel better.
It sure as heck made me feel better.
Yeah, I was fairly satisfied with that. So, well, wow, we got a lot of things answered in this episode. We found out why they were destroying Mercury Labs, right? And we were wondering about that. So,
and we didn't have to wait too. I think the biggest mystery that we got held out here was who is this guy in the Iron Mask? We've been talking about him since we came, I think the first episode since we came back from winter break, right? So like the episode 13 or something like that, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's right around there. And I'd been telling you my ideas, but I'd only been, you know, knocking them. So that's probably why we hadn't come to any good conclusion yet about that. But, you know, it turns out we had speculated a few different people, and we narrowed it down to somebody that eventually proved to be right. But at least at some of our shortlist choices, right?
I will say I had it correct way, way back when, but entirely for the wrong reasons. So
that's true. With your Jay Garrick of Other Earth kind of thing.
Yeah, Jay Garrick of the Other Earth is actually Zoom, and then we kind of shot that down just because it's like, well, that's kind of ridiculous, because why would they make him a bad guy? And then, of course, they really did do that, but obviously it turned some other things on its head then.
That's true. That's true. So, well, let's break this down a little bit. But first, in news, we have news about Scarlet Velocity. This is more Scarlet Velocity news than Flash news, because clearly Flash has taken a little vacation. I'm sure the writers, directors, actors, the whole crew is a well-earned vacation here for at least, you know, a few weeks. They've probably been off for a little while.
Yeah, they've been off for a little while, but it's a nice, like, 16-year vacation into the past for Barry, I think.
That was his motivation right there, right? He just really wanted a long vacation.
Yeah. Guys, I need a break.
Well, we are going to also be off for a few months until Flash Season 3 returns. However, in the tradition of our superhero podcast, we will bring to you, the listeners, a little bit of special content over the summer. We're hoping to record some summer specials to, release probably maybe one a month sometime.
That's what we do. We try to do about three during the off season, just to kind of keep the feed fresh.
Exactly. Exactly. Plus, I miss
talking
to you.
Don't forget about us.
I miss talking to you. So it's, you know, it's
true. I know.
I don't want to go that long without discussing something with you, because it's a lot of fun. So, but you know what? We would love to hear from you if there's something in particular you would like to hear us talk about in one of our summer specials. And you can go back and listen to last year's summer specials. We had some pretty good topics out there. And you could even hear our Flash Season 0 special way back when, before our first episode aired, where we talk about John Wesley Shipp and his 1990 Flash series.
Yeah, I may have to go back and listen to that again.
I was thinking about that, too. I really kind of want to hear. I want to go back and watch the whole series again this summer, too. So.
Oh, geez, I'm not that crazy.
You're not? Fun. It's so much fun for me. I love it. So, plus, I want to see who else they could add to our current series of The Flash that they haven't added yet, because I know there's a couple actors out there I would
Mirror Master.
See.
Oh, you mean actors? Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they totally need to get his sidekick guy.
Yeah, his partner. His name's slipping my head too, but I was thinking about him in particular.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that, like I said, hey, if you would like to submit a suggestion for us, you can email us at scarletvelocity@randomchatter.com. And we'd love to hear some ideas that you'd like to hear us talk about. But this week, I'd like to hear us talk about the finale.
Okay.
Now, I saw, you know, in kind of doing a little bit of background research and seeing what people were thinking and what we were going to talk about, I saw tons of articles and comments about this finale. I found people were very divided, both ends of the spectrum. They either really liked it or they were slightly disappointed. So
I think Season 1 finale was very similar in that. And The Flash seems to polarize people in a way that the other DC superhero shows don't. I haven't really heard a lot about Legends of Tomorrow this season. Just, you know, there's posts on it and stuff, but I'm not reading anything specifically. There's a lot of anger towards Arrow. Flash gets a lot of positive feedback, I think, but it is a very polarizing show for whatever reason.
Yeah, I was a little surprised in some of the comments about how it ended. They think it didn't move Barry's character along. It sent him backwards, you know, and
literally.
Literally and figuratively. You know, that how would he, you know, make this decision that's going to change everything? I don't know. These are the things to me that make him an interesting character and make that decision that he made at the end so incredible to think about, you know, and speculate as to where it can go. So I guess we'll get into that, but it surprised me a little bit. It was so polarizing this season, but.
Well, I mean, you know, there.
And that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, I mean, it's fine. You know, there's some people that, so first off, let's just point out, I'm sure everybody knows this, but the show is coming back next season. So whatever, you know,
he didn't just erase everything. It's not,
you watch 2 years of for nothing. That's what I've heard from some people. It's like, if next season really resets stuff, it's like, what's the purpose of us having watched this for 2 years, which we can get to. I know we want to speculate a little bit about season three later, but, you know, some people like to have their seasons tied up and wrapped up a little neat. And I think that's what you get here. If you just ignore the last minute and a half or 2 minutes, you know, you can kind of, you know, that those 2 minutes really could be put at the beginning of next season. But obviously they like doing the little tease to,
say, make people think about it over the summer, right?
Yeah. I'm not crazy about that kind of stuff because, you know, so many things could happen between now and then. I mean, I could get hit by a car or something like that.
and you never know. Hey, think about all those people, fans that shows that were canceled this year. I'm never going to know if Miss Piggy and Kermit get back together. How am I going to find this out?
Josh, I get night sweats sometimes that I'm not going to be, you know, that I wasn't going to be able to finish seeing the prequel trilogy for Star Wars. Now they started a brand new trilogy and I'm like, I got to wait.
You know, it's going to be years before you pass away. See, that's
I'm pretty healthy. I'm just saying, but weird stuff happens. So, yeah. You know, but you know, I don't mind that ambiguity because it does, it makes for fun summer speculation. You know, you and I can sit down and talk about this and, you know, you meet somebody that's, you know, at a convention or something. It's like, hey, do you watch The Flash? Hey, what do you think is going to happen? Or, hey, I've heard that there's some things they might draw from the comic books. What should I go read? There's a lot of, you know, things for – I know Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has a lot of stuff that we've been recommending people read for a while. And I think we've talked about a number of reading, you know, reading material for Scarlet – or for The Flash here as well on Scarlet Velocity. And
yeah.
I think there's still more stuff to go read or revisit.
I mean, so. I really don't think they're going to erase everything that they've done these past two seasons. I think it's going to come into play into whatever ends up happening to the character, you know, as he develops back into the Flash. And I mean, it's not going to be like a Dallas Bobby Ewing moment, you know, where
it's not going to be a dream.
It was a dream. Yeah.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be like that.
That was referenced in My Office as well. I don't want it to be a dream either. It's like, okay, it'll be fine.
Yeah, of course. They've got a plan. I mean, they wouldn't just end like that and go, okay, let's see what we can do with this.
I don't know. Greg Berlanti does a lot of stuff right now. He may just gotten confused.
He's just getting distracted. So, all right. Well, the title, The Race of His Life.
Yeah.
It was a good title. It was a good title for the finale.
Before I watched the show, and I think we may have talked about, I can't remember if we talked about this on air last week or not, if it may have been after the show, but it did not, seeing the previews and knowing the title, I was like, really? Like, a race? It seemed cheesy.
It did, because we didn't know how they were going to do it.
Sure,
now, do you feel
exactly.
Like it ended up cheesy, or do you feel
no,
like
I it, think it, I still thought it was I thought it was a little, you know, comic booky, right? I mean,
sure.
I'm saying that in a slightly derogatory way, but with all the love in my heart of comic books, but
you do have to translate comic books in a different way on TV, in order to be successful for, you know, hordes of people to like it. So, and I think they succeeded in that, but I see what you're saying. I mean, it is, yeah. I see what you're saying.
But what really, like, kind of blew my mind was Barry creating this time remnant, like realizing that this was the way to go. And the the title taking on that deeper meaning, the race of his life. Barry points out that basically this time remnant is also him, but he doesn't refer to him in the first person. He doesn't say I, right? Because at that point, the other version of Barry becomes a he, right? And he was willing to sacrifice his life. I mean, even if Barry hadn't been able to do this, would he have given his life to save everybody? I mean, it's not just saving his friends. He's saving the Earth. He's saving the multiverse. I mean, the scope of this sacrifice, and it gets glossed over, I think, but looking at it, Barry gave his life at the end of this episode to save everybody. I just...
Yeah, completely.
Wow.
And he's done that in the comics, obviously, in one of the biggest, probably most important stories in the history of DC Comics, is arguable. I've heard people call it that.
The Death of Superman, right?
that's a good one, too. But no, I'm talking about when Flash sacrificed himself
to
save everyone.
in Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Right. So, but yeah, no, I thought that you're absolutely right. He was... And he knew going in that he was sacrificing himself. It's not like it was just a side effect of what happened.
Right. I think that was his plan. I mean, he was ready to kill Zoom too, but luckily, the time race did show up. It took their sweet time getting in there, but, that was an interesting plan as well. I hadn't thought that through either, how that was going to happen.
He is lucky, though, that the time race showed up. I mean, because there's no guarantee of that.
Right.
I think he was just hoping that making the remnant would have him show up. But they didn't show up when Zolomon, did the same exact thing earlier in the episode, right before he, killed himself. They didn't show up there. So he was taking a gamble on that, but...
And this was pointed out during the season when we first were introduced to the Time Wraith. Now, it wasn't Zolomon that was talking about this. It was Thawne in the past as Reverse Flash, a.k.a. Wells. But he mentioned that, he was worried about the Time Wraith coming for him, and he saw them, and he was worried. But then he's like, no, wait, I've been so careful. So maybe if the Speedster, has an idea of what they're doing, Zolomon did, just like his, he had a plan in his head about how this was going to work, and maybe, knowing is half the battle. No, I don't know. but whatever, if they're careful, and obviously Barry was being a little reckless, with the whole thing there, just given his state of mind. But obviously the Time Race were very happy to get, Zoom back into the Speed Force. I guess that's, I first time I watched it, I'm like, they totally killed him. And then when I watched it again, I realized, no, they take this kind of damaged Zoom and like carry him back into the wormhole. Like I said, guess back into the Speed Force. But
yeah. And that's interesting to see. What was the exact line? But Barry's, he said, you won't kill me. And Barry said, I won't have to.
Yes.
And that's when they came. But I guess it doesn't necessarily imply that they killed him, because we didn't see him die. So, curious, as I'll kind of talk about this now, but I think when the Time Wraiths first showed up a few episodes back here, we commented that they looked like Black Flash, which was a character from they didn't first show Black Flash in Flashpoint, Rebirth, right? They had been in the comics before that.
I think he had been in the comics before.
Yeah, I think so, but not very much before that. But they referenced them in that, and actually Barry Flash himself was becoming like Black Flash. When he touched a Speedster, they would die.
Right.
And Zoom looked a lot more like what the character of Black Flash is in the comics than even the Time Wraiths did. With the ripped mask and the rotting flesh or whatever you'd call that.
Sharp teeth, demonic eyes, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it was pretty scary looking.
So, but that was kind of interesting. So I'm wondering if maybe that will come back. they'll use Black Flash in some way. So
I could totally see some other character showing up that, you know, is like a Time Wraith, and everyone thinks it's a Time Wraith, and Barry will be like, it's cool, I know what I'm doing. And of course it's, you know, Zombie Zoom or something like that. I don't know.
Zombie Zoom. Please no. We did have Zombie Girder already, though.
We did have Zombie Girder. Everybody that's died on this show or no longer on the show is completely eligible to be on the show again anytime they want, just by virtue of the way the show is.
Multiple Earths, time travel. Come on.
Yeah.
This is better than Lost.
They're playing loose and fast with the timeline here.
I also thought it was interesting that the title, I don't know if it references necessarily or not, because I think that was pretty specific, the race, and that was definitely the end of one life of his. But he, by going back and saving his mom and not letting Reverse Flash kill her, he's also giving up his life as the Flash, at least potentially. We don't know what's going to happen, but that's...
It does seem like that, though, yeah.
Also, you know, he's racing back to the past and giving up that particular life. And that's, at least that's what he's assuming.
Good point, yeah.
So, question about that. At the end, you know, he saved his mom. Stopped Thawne.
Yeah.
What's he going to do with Reverse Flash? It didn't appear as if he killed him.
Oh boy!
But he'll do something. He's
well. Maybe
he's powerful enough. He doesn't have to worry about it too much.
Yeah, I would think at this point Barry is stronger than Reverse Flash, and I don't know. Maybe the Time Wraiths come for him too, because Barry has now marked himself as, like, you know, a very dangerous individual. I mean, he's totally messing with time. So if they want to continue on with any Time Wraith stuff, I think that would be totally warranted to have, you know, them come. It's like, you know, like a posse coming for him or something like that. But I want to talk about this a little bit more, I guess, you know, but just like, I think they've really just set up all of season three. I don't think it's kind of a one-off or something that we're going to talk about that happened during the summer, like they do in some of the shows. I think things are changing. I think things are going to change.
Well, they did that last season too. I mean, that's the whole thing with the breach, the singularity there. It affected everything. The consequences of that really affected this entire season. So
yeah.
So now you talked about, we're talking about time, talking about time rates. Let's focus on these remnants a little bit, because we had a question from Benjamin on Twitter, I think it was.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, what? Explain these time rates again, right? Remnants. The remnants, yeah.
He said, explain it to me in a simple way.
Okay.
I don't know if I can do that, Benjamin.
I'm not sure if that's possible.
Yeah.
but I've been thinking about this a lot since the finale showed. And I think we can at least try to sum it up a little bit, because I think I do have a handle on it finally. They've referenced time remnants in four episodes. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. All this season. Leiflagen. Professor Frink should come out here and explain it to everybody.
That would
be better.
Or what was that that duck from, you know, old Disney cartoons that was the professor? That would be good.
Oh.
Professor Von Quack or something like that.
Von Drake.
Von Drake, that's
Von
right.
Drake. Time remnants are a very simple thing to understand.
Okay.
Yeah, so they referenced it as early back as the Reverse Flash Returns episode 11 of this season.
Which really set up everything for the season finale, basically, that episode.
Right. So basically, and that is the episode where they explained it. Of course, Wells is doing his chalkboard drawings there, and or clearboard drawings. So, but basically what happens is, a character travels back or forwards in time to a point where they already exist. And because they are now double existing in the same space that they were, we get a shunted universe, right? So we get an alternate version of that time where there's two of the same character.
Right.
You know, the present version and either the past and or future one.
Okay. So, for example, if right now I traveled back in time to the beginning of the show.
Yes.
And came down here with
myself. Gave yourself a kiss. Yep.
And gave myself a kiss. Yes.
Yes.
It's snuggled right here in front of the microphone. There would be two of us. This would be a good time for, you know, echoing. The original one that started the show would be the time remnant. Okay. They're left over from a time that now has changed because I've come in.
Exactly. So basically at some point, the original you stops existing in that time because you've now traveled back to the past and are now the second you, which will now continue on. So I believe that the time remnant is kind of like an echo of the person, but there's fundamentally and philosophically, there is no difference between these two characters. So at either point, just because a Barry died, okay, let's go back and use Zoom at the beginning. So Zoom went back in time, you know, ran so fast that he went back in time. So there were two of him, and then Barry fights with one of them, and then the other Zoom comes up and kills the Zoom that Barry was fighting.
Right.
So my question to you is, which one was the Zoom we were watching at the beginning of the episode?
Oh, I tried to think about that. Which one would have been the remnant?
Well, here's the answer.
Okay.
Here's what I believe the answer is. There's no proof in this. It doesn't matter because fundamentally they're the same. So whichever one survives, obviously the other one is the remnant. They both have the same memories, except for the, you know, amount of time that was displaced, you know. So like when Zolomon talked about the fact that he had to go back in time and bring his time remnant forward, so that he could kill himself, you know, kill Jay. Obviously there's some missing information there because he had to convince him, because of course that version of Zolomon hadn't experienced everything that the one we had been seeing had. But
it was quite a while, I would think. I mean, that remnant was around for quite a while, I think.
I've seen a couple of things saying that they believe that that remnant may have actually been masquerading as Jay for a lot longer than I thought. I thought it was maybe just, you know, a day or two or something like that.
No,
but there are a lot of people
that
are arguing it was earlier in the season.
I think it was from the time that they saw him, Caitlin and Jay, or no, not Jay, saw him in the park, you know?
Saw the Earth One Jay in the park, or saw the Earth One Hunter in the park, right?
Yeah, or that was the time remnant.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Up until the time that he died. Now, that's a possibility. I don't know. But we don't know that there was an Earth One Hunter.
That is true.
That could have been the time remnant. So, but we don't really have any evidence to support that theory one way or the other. But that's
my God, they're messing with my head.
So that kind of, that helped me to kind of think about that. And with the scene with Hunter at the beginning of the finale here, killing himself, helped me understand it too. So I'm glad they kind of set that up at the beginning of the episode for Barry to do it. And it was interesting because, like, I think Hunter, I guess, said it at one point. I think it was right after they saw Jay die and discovered it was actually, you know, Zoom. Jay was Zoom. That he explained the situation to Hunter, and, you know, after he heard about it, he agreed or something like that. In both of these cases, nobody would have had to explain anything. When Zoom created the time remnant at the beginning of the episode to kill himself in front of Barry, he had the idea and he knew he was going to do it before he split off and became the time remnant.
Exactly. And same thing Barry did.
Same thing Barry did, right.
Barry knew he had to be able to do this so he could create this secondary pulse, and he knew it would kill him or whatever.
So,
but
in that case, and this is another way I thought it might help to explain it. In that case, the time remnant itself is almost like a photocopy, almost like a duplicate of yourself from that point, especially Barry, because he wasn't around for very much longer after that. And
yeah,
you're using the copy of yourself to do the dirty work. But
I wouldn't I wouldn't even say it's a copy. It's not a photocopy, but a digital copy. I mean, because I would say it's, you know, it's like lossless.
Yeah, you, that's a good point.
Supposedly.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. He might have like some streaks across him.
I was going to say, it's not like multiplicity duplication.
Hi, Steve.
Know what I mean, Steve?
All right. So hopefully that clears that up a little bit. It did for me. Just thinking through it helped me clear it in my mind. So hopefully that helps out Benjamin or anybody else that was confused. And if you're still confused, that's okay, because it's a really confusing thing. So
yeah, if you're still confused, probably check out the extra on the season 2 DVD called Time Remnants. What are they?
I do it. What's with Barry going, it's not something I can do every day.
What's that? Yeah.
when can you do it? Just like Tuesdays and Thursdays, or what's that? okay. So other characters had interesting,
arcs
in this. I did something that's not on here. I just wanted to kind of quickly mention, but Wally and Barry's just quick little conversation toward the beginning there, when Wally was thanking Barry. Great scene. That may have been the favorite scene I've had with Wally so far. I did like that a lot.
My favorite scene with Wally, that was really nice. Mine was the one where he confronts Iris about, or where Iris explains that Joe is stuck over there, and like Wally can't even really bring himself to talk. He's like, but I just lost my mom. And then he's like, he can't even get stuff out. So
yeah, great episode for Wally. And I can just, in this short time that he's been around, I can really see how they could push him, nudge him towards being Kid Flash or a speedster of some kind. That, you know, we'll see how that goes. But anyway, that wasn't even on there, but let's talk a little bit about Caitlin. She pulled a fast one on Hunter, who she still calls Jay, and used the old hologram technology they were using earlier in the season.
Yeah,
Barry had lost his powers. That kind of shocked me, and it shouldn't have, because it was obviously a trap for him. That's what they were doing.
Right. It was nice misdirect, because of course they made it seem like she had left wherever Iris was, and Iris was talking to her over the comms, and not the case, but exactly. Yeah, that was well done.
Why they? I don't know why they had to have him step so close to the hologram.
I was like, Joe's like, one more step. I'm like, no more steps.
Just do it. I didn't know at the time it was going to be a hologram, but after that, I'm like, shoot him right through the hologram. What's not going to hurt Caitlin? Go for it.
Yeah,
but that's okay. But Joe's gun didn't work anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Isn't it like the cop's gun to jam?
Bad timing. It's okay. I can't say that Caitlin's acting skills were on par. Not Danielle Panabaker, just Caitlin in general.
Oh,
she wasn't fooling me with her, "Oh yeah, I'm ready to embrace my darkness now."
And the part where she's like, "And I tracked you here. No one else has followed me." Like, I'm like, are you seriously just announcing it that loud?
The only thing that would have been more obvious is if she was actually, leaning over to talk into her lapel. She was wearing a big carnation there, and talking right into it or something. But you know what?
Please feel free to talk into this flower.
Jay is Mr. What did Cisco call him? Mr. Crazy Pants?
Yeah. I mean, after the beginning scene, I was just like, yep, this guy is a psychopath. I mean, like, grade A nut job.
Yeah. So I could see that would have
way gone.
That would have fooled him, I think. He wasn't right in the head to begin with. So, but I don't know. How are you feeling about Caitlin? She's been messed up.
She's had a rough go of it here in the last couple seasons.
Is she feeling some of that darkness? I mean, does she have Killer Frost in her?
First time through, I thought she was speaking a little more from the heart than I thought she was the second time I watched it. They had some references, she used words like cold and stuff. They haven't thrown a lot of that stuff into the show lately.
I don't see it there. And she even kind of told Barry, that when she was having a rough go of it, he's the one that pulled her in or pulled her back or whatever she said.
Right.
So I think she's damaged, but I don't know that.
I think she's stable.
I think she's stable. Yeah. But just, and not damaged in a way that's going to push her dark.
I have more to say on this, but I know we've got some other stuff we want to talk to before we get to speculation for next season. So
okay,
come back to me. I'm going to make a note here to talk about Caitlin some more.
All right. Well, you know what? We've talked several times about Flashpoint in this season, the comic series and the cartoon series Flashpoint. I think we even had a special in last summer about it, didn't we?
Yeah, we had one of the storyboard artists for Flashpoint Paradox on our summer special last year.
That's right. So you can check that out in the archives there. But how do you think this is going to relate to season three? Because now I can see, obviously, Flashpoint was a storyline where Barry did go back and save his mother, and it messed things up a lot of, I mean, in a lot of ways.
A lot.
They can't do some of the things they did in Flashpoint so much because it heavily involved Batman, and they're not going to use Batman, but there are other options for that. Do you think okay, so what happened in the comic, you can go back and check this out, but basically Barry lost his powers and he went to Batman for help to get back the powers and to help kind of figure out how to solve this problem that he has caused. So
right.
What do you think?
So my idea is that Barry has gone back and saved his mom. So at this point, his mom hasn't died. His dad hasn't gone to prison. And Eobard Thawne is not going to be stuck. I assume Barry will deal with Thawne and throw him back into the future or something. Or
now, there's also a possibility that Eobard Thawne would disappear right there.
There is that possibility as well. But basically, he won't take over Wells. So Wells will still be alive. The original Wells. Which is awesome because it will give Tom Cavanaugh a chance to, for a third time, play the same character but a different take on this character, original Wells.
Now, I had a quick thought about that, and you helped me on that because I couldn't remember. I couldn't decide what was right. Had he killed Wells before he killed Barry's mom, or was that after?
No, it was after because he tried to leave and got stuck.
That's what I was thinking. But
he couldn't generate enough speed force to go back, so he needed to figure it out. So then he went and found Wells and killed him.
Right, that's what's making sense. So
middle of season one.
Now you know it. Wells from Earth 2 is still accessible, but the original Wells would now be around.
Right. So the original Wells is still around, but as he had pointed out in a flashback before he got killed, when he and his fiance or wife were like sitting on a beach, he had come up with the idea for Star Labs, but his particle accelerator wouldn't be ready till 2020. That was a big deal for them. So obviously when Thawne took over, he accelerated, no pun intended, the timeline for that so that the particle accelerator exploded in 2014 instead. So they had it ready like 6 years early. So my thought is we're going to start next season. Barry's going to wake up and be without his powers. He'll still be working for the CCPD, but Joe won't be as, like, he'll see Joe and work with him, but Joe's not his dad. Iris isn't his stepsister. The real Wells exists, and he's going to realize he doesn't have his powers, so he's going to have to go back to Wells and convince him of what's going on to have him recreate the experiment, because Barry remembers what Wells had to do in this season. But because there's no access to Earth 2, right? Earth 2, I mean, you know, the Earth 2 Wells is back on Earth 2, but there's no access to him. So Barry's going to have to remember and tell Earth 1 Wells how to create the particle accelerator experiment. Sisko won't have his powers because he may not even ever have worked at Star Labs because it was Thawne, really, that hired him. So Sisko may or may not be around at the beginning of the season. And whatever happens to give Barry his powers back, there will be some leak or something, and I think that Caitlin will get infected with the dark matter and will become Killer Frost on Earth 1 next season. But there won't be any Firestorm. This has the chance to really screw up a bunch of the other shows too, but because, you know, that's already happened, and now we're in the Flash universe of this CW universe. So,
yeah, but it is the central universe of all of them, apparently, according to Zoom anyway.
Yeah. But,
you know, you mentioned the other shows, and they have announced that they're going to do a four-show crossover.
Or at least they want to.
They want to, yeah. But yeah. I'm sure they'll make that happen. But this could be the way to do it. You know, it could be Wells that's helping him instead of Batman. It could be Oliver Queen, which I don't see as likely. But because that's a pretty big show arc that they probably wouldn't do.
Yeah, yeah.
Crossover that. But yeah, they might. They could go that way. It also might be the way that Supergirl joins into this particular universe. Maybe he messed something up in a way that now Supergirl is part of this universe. In the comic book and the cartoon there, Superman crashed somewhere and the government had been holding him his whole life, right? So
right.
They could always use Supergirl in some capacity for that type of storyline. So
also Legends of Tomorrow, spoiler if you guys haven't watched the season finale of that, which was a couple weeks ago, but a character named Rex Tyler shows up and claims he is a member of the Justice Society of America. So they are looking at potentially bringing in what would be the Earth 2 Justice Society, but is because they've kind of changed the Earths around here. Earth 2, as far as the comics go, is where the Justice Society is from. They've kind of switched that around, so Earth 2 is now kind of the home of all the villainous doppelganger characters. But could be the Earth 3 Justice Society. We could definitely see John Wesley Shipp as the Flash show up in there as well. I mean, there's potentials for a lot of crossover elements in order to help get Barry's power back, or, you know, alternate story. I really don't know. I mean, it seems like if I were telling this story, I'd want to take care of it maybe the first 3 to 6 episodes of the season, you know, just not really draw. I don't see that the story that I just described as being an entire season arc.
I don't either.
You can't have Barry without powers for that long and call it the Flash.
I agree. And also, I think that what it could do is set up who the big villain is for season 3. You know, and like you said, you know, work everything out in just a few episodes. I don't necessarily know if Barry will lose his powers if he's a time remnant, right? If he's the time remnant from going back and saving his mom, he won't grow up to be the Flash, although that would not be along the lines of the Flashpoint storyline. But
well, let's look at one other thing that happened in this episode. So in the sequence we saw when Barry runs into the house, we're kind of getting a quick version of the events as they happen. So we see young Barry come downstairs. His dad is trying to get him out of the way. And a version of the Flash comes and takes young Barry out of the room because that Flash was fighting with Zoom. Was fighting with Reverse Flash in the room. And then the mom screams for Barry because Barry's obviously no longer there. And then the Barry we're following in this episode comes in and stops Reverse Flash. But we don't see then he looks over at the door where we saw Barry from season 1 finale, looking out, and that's where Barry had looked out and saw a Flash. Remember, and that Flash was wearing the white emblem.
Yep.
But he had a much redder suit. And that second Flash told the season 1 finale Flash, like, just waved him off and said, you know, don't come out here. And so Barry allowed his mom to die at that point. But now that Barry season 2 finale has shown up, that changes, and we see the season 1 Flash fade out. We still have not seen the much redder suit version of the Flash, the one that came in and saved, the one that came in and fought Reverse Flash, the one that saved young Barry, and the one that originally waved off season 1 finale Flash.
Poor Barry's mom. I mean, have you ever just been living your life one day and all of a sudden, you know, four or five versions of your future child show up in the room for some unknown reason.
Absolutely not. Not that I know of, at least. But that would explain a number of things, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. It would. All right. Well, okay. In addition to that affecting him, we have Wells and Jesse decide to go back to Earth 2. Number one, my question is, does messing with time affect them on Earth 2, or will they retain their memories and somehow help Barry or explain it to Barry, or will they need Barry or something? I mean, what's Barry's motivation to get his powers back? Because in this one, in the comic storyline of Flashpoint, he didn't realize what was going to happen. He decided to go back and save his mom, but he didn't realize of all the ramifications. In this one, I think he did go back knowing that he would likely not be the Flash and he would likely not be with Iris. That's what he said during that really emotional and very dramatic and well-filmed kiss. So I don't know. Maybe he won't remember it, but Wells and Jesse can. Are they coming back?
They could at some point. I like the idea of us having an Earth 1 Wells for a while, so obviously I think Earth 2 Wells wouldn't come around at that point. But that's the great thing. We have that opportunity for them to always come back.
Yeah.
Given that we've got time travel, alternate Earths, as well as kind of alternate timelines, so basically, Barry can go back to some degree and change the past, and we know that that past stays changed. He's done that twice so far, once with the tsunami in the first season, and then once in the second season here where he went back and made it so that Hartley is now kind of friends with Team Flash and Team Star Labs.
Right.
So it's really hard to say what would happen on an alternate timeline in an alternate Earth.
Well, I really like Harry Wells from Earth 2, so I do hope they bring that particular Wells back. I don't mind Tom Cavanaugh doing, another version or getting a chance to do this again in a different way. That's I don't mind that at all because it's been successful so far, but
yeah.
I really like that one, and I really like his interaction with Cisco. And
As Harry said at the end of the episode, he's in a completely different person than he was when he came to this Earth, and obviously the whole impact that Barry and Cisco and Iris and Caitlin have had on his on him and his life is a huge step for that character. I'm just hoping that by season four Tom Cavanaugh is going to be dressed up in drag playing like Wells's mother or sister or something like that. Just like Mrs. Doubtfire.
He'll talk the same way.
Yeah.
Dr. Harrison Wells, mother, would you like a crumpet?
All right, so another character that is gone but has potential to come back is Henry.
Yay!
So Henry Allen, of course, died, but
boo.
He could be He could be back, though.
If they do not bring back John Wesley Shipp as Jay Garrick, as the Flash, for at least a crossover, they are completely wasting everything. The cheer that went up in my house, mostly from me, to see him back in a speedster uniform, I tweeted at Greg Berlanti and I just said, basically that corrects a multiverse of sins. Well done. I mean, that was the right play. And even though we kind of knew what was coming, it didn't diminish the elation I felt at that point.
I agree. And I like the way they did it. I love the uniform and man, he looks good in it. He's a big guy. He's a wide guy, which worked really well back in the 90s.
Right.
But
it makes me realize like how weird it is that, he wore the big muscle suit and stuff back in the 90s. And he's just a big guy because he's like a linebacker kind of guy when really technically as a superhero, the Flash should have more of a runner's physique like Grant. I mean, he should be more lithe. So I really like the fact, I'm glad they got someone like Grant, like physically like Grant, to do this, but, boy, yeah, just okay.
I am with you. I also love John Wesley Shipp as Jay Garrick Flash. So,
yeah,
interesting. Now someone asked why he went to Earth 2, Earth 3, but the our Earth is the, or I guess Earth 1 is the central Earth for the multiverses there, but he didn't know how to get there from Earth 1.
Nobody really, like, Cisco could open a breach. I mean, who knows? So, it's just one of those things where you got to shrug.
Well, Wells was leaving, and Wells knew he could figure it out. So, that didn't bother me too much. I kind of understood that. So,
yes, but doesn't he have to take the Cross Bronx Expressway in order to get to, I don't know. It's,
you go down I-94, I think you can, all right.
Three.
Well, man alive. Yeah. I tell you what, there's so much more to talk about this one, but let's just quickly speculate on what we may be seeing for season three. We talked a little bit about this, last week, but we didn't have as much information as we do now. I had mentioned Grodd. I think we're going to see Grodd at some point in the near future, but I'm not sure he's going to come into play nearly as much as I thought maybe he would last week. What are you seeing?
Well, I found an old article. This was actually from May of last year when the season one finale happened. When Barry saw all the different visions in as he was running, through the time tunnel or whatever.
And we saw Supergirl there, and we saw
the Legion flight ring and stuff like that. So we also saw Barry in prison. And at that point, you know, I figured there was a lot of speculation stuff going around, and I wasn't reading all the articles. But now this article really stands out to me. It's from, I think it was from Den of Geek. And it was an interview with Grant Gustin, who was saying, that is not an alternate timeline. That is something that, you know, may potentially happen at some point in the show. And given this whole reset event that we have potentially witnessed at the end of the season, I think we may actually see that scene of Barry in prison, which would mean like Barry's in prison and his dad's out, you know? So, it could be a little, they could be flipping some of the storylines from season one, 180 degrees or something like that. So
interesting. I had forgotten about that and it didn't even occur to me, but that makes total sense now. So,
and, like I said, I think there's a lot of, leeway to do a sort of Flashpoint storyline. I do agree. I think Grodd could come back. We left him on Earth 2. So once they get stuff opened back up, he may have, you know, been working with the, gorillas there to, set up a way to come back, and, maybe second half of the season, it'll be, Gorilla City attacking Central City.
Yeah, and maybe they need, Wells comes back for Barry's help or something. So,
yeah.
But, I love that speculation. I think everything you said makes total sense. I do think I agree with you when I would like this issue kind of focused on if Barry loses his powers. So in the first few episodes of the season, because we've always already kind of gone down that path. And I don't want to see them repeat him struggling to get his powers so much. I don't know. I trust him. I trust him because
a lot of
I know
possibilities,
they haven't
done up definitely.
His sleeve, so I'm going to trust him. So all right, season three is months away. It seems it's going to seem like forever. So I can't wait to check it out. In between that, we will get the DVD, Blu-rays, sets, and. You can actually order, I think, the entire season now on iTunes, maybe, but,
and you can pre-order, season two on Blu-ray through Amazon. They don't have a release date, the last time I checked.
But it's usually late in the summer, so.
Yeah, it'll be probably a week or two before the, season airs.
Right.
So once we find out the date for the Blu-rays, we should be able to know when the season's going to start.
Right. So it's gonna be a long wait, but you know, we'll be talking now and here and there every once in a while, see what we can come up with when we come up with new ideas. You know, as I'm driving in my car and something just pops in my head. But my daughter noticed that as he was fighting Zoom, you know, the lightning color was changing. And he was losing his speed or something. And she noticed that his lightning went from blue to red to dead. That's pretty much what she said.
Nice. So,
all right. But you know what, man, we got tons of feedback on this episode.
And, oh my gosh. Yeah.
I want to just kind of touch on a few things. We won't have time to read everything, but I do want to thank everybody that, send us messages and emails and Twitter posts. And
this episode may have generated the most volume of contact in all forms of media to us as any episode ever.
Yes, and thank you very much. You guys made my week just because you thought of things that I hadn't even thought about yet. So, for example, Benjamin from Twitter asked us, he said, "Head scratcher, why would Reverse Flash be scared of the J helmet in season one? Remember when it popped through the breach there?"
Yeah.
And yep. He said, if it never belonged to Jay in the first place. Ah, now I had a thought about this.
Okay.
Reverse Flash is from the future.
Right.
So who's to say he has not run into the Jay Garrick with the helmet at some point in the future that we haven't seen yet?
Okay. And who's to say that he doesn't know that Zoom wore that, again, being from the future, knowing that Zoom wore that when he terrorized this time period.
Yes, good point.
That guy is nuts. He's crazy pants. So
he's like, "Hey, I want to kill you, Barry, but I'm not crazy." All right. So, hey, we heard from Josh again. I just wanted to point out that he was happy to see what appeared to be the Black Flash, and we kind of talked about that. It does look like that could be the Black Flash in that. So we'll
good.
See where that goes.
Yeah, glad we're having more of our Joshes of Infinite Earth, sir.
Absolutely. Curtis wanted to let us know that he said, "I know that you said before the Crisis on Infinite Earths would be too big for the show." We mentioned that last week. And I agree mostly due to the characters involved. But after the finale, it seems we're going to get a Flashpoint paradox, right? Does seem like that. Yep. It's hard to contain my excitement over this. Don't contain it. Let it go, Curtis. It's easily one of my favorite storylines, and I'm really hoping to see this. But surely this would require all four of the CW DC shows. Hey, I thought that was a good idea, too. I know the cast of characters isn't an exact match, but between the four shows, it would be easy to replace the ones they don't have access to. Supergirl for Superman, Green Arrow for Batman. Have you heard anything about this? I did. I heard Jay and I talking about it just a couple minutes ago. How about you?
You ruined my joke.
I'm so sorry. I took that from you. Sorry. A story like Flashpoint Paradox seems far too big for just the Flash show, but tying up all four shows into it seems ambitious. Is this possible?
Wow. It would be unlike anything they've ever undertaken before, which means it's probably something that they want to try. I think there's a very big possibility for that.
My only hesitation in that would be because of this season, how much time Legends of Tomorrow took away and potentially messed up the quality of certain shows. however, I think they can do it. I would be excited to see it just like you, Curtis. So excellent. All right. Well, Henry's got a question. Why don't you read Henry's question here?
Yeah, Henry came at us and asks, "Will we see Reverse Flash as a big villain next season?" So, not necessarily Wells Thawne, but the original Thawne. Wow, I don't know what, at this point, I can't conceive of what they would do for a villain for Barry that wasn't a speedster of some kind.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Other than
that,
like I said,
sense.
Grodd is a big villain, but
true, but he's cost prohibitive.
True. Well, and you know, you've always got the Rogues Gallery potential, and I know that they've used some of those in other ways, but that's a big. They have a big history in the Flash comics, so
they killed off some of them.
I know. I don't think. I don't think they would use that as the big villain. His rogues gallery. As a matter of fact, I don't know. I don't know if the rogues gallery has ever been big villain to Flash, even in the comics. Just a kind of a recurring
minor nuisance.
sometimes. So, well, you know, last week we were talking a little bit about Jesse getting speed, and we said, you know, it took Barry 9 months. Well, Mert sent us an email, and he said, you know, that he wants to call into attention that we said it took 9 months to get the Speed Force, but he was in a coma for that long, so technically he could have acquired the Speed Force powers at any point while in that coma.
That is true. They talked about how his heart was beating so fast that it was undetectable by any equipment other than Star Labs.
As a matter of fact, that's why they... Well, no, that's what they said. That's why they came and got him. But really, it was because Thawne knew who he was, right?
True. That is true.
So, yeah. Interesting. So we don't really know when Barry got his powers, but I hadn't thought about that. So, yeah, that's a good point. All right. Well, Keith sent us an email. He liked
the finale.
We got more? We got more.
Oh, wow.
Keith sent us an email. I'm just going to kind of touch on a couple of these points, but he did think it was a good and solid finale, and I wanted to include that because of some of those things I saw out there online with people not liking that. You know, since Barry's going to screw up big time with saving his parents and doing a Flash Paradox type story, which would be Barry returning without speed with a third version of Wells, which is the original Earth One Wells. So, right, that's what we were talking about. So this Wells is going to give Barry his speed by Barry telling him how to recreate the process from season two, maybe creating Earth One Killer Frost in the process.
Look at this. This is what I'm saying.
He's got these great ideas just like you. Great ideas.
Not that I read this email before we recorded and took all the ideas from this. I don't want to give that idea at all.
I don't think you did. So, let's see. He also mentions that the Black Flash could be coming to punish Barry for his crimes against the laws of the Speed Force. So, interesting. I don't know if they'll have Black Flash come back or appear, in season three. They might have to wait for season four for that.
Might have to.
Yeah.
We got, I think this is the final one. Is this the final one?
I think we'll have this be the last one this week. And
So I was going to say, Tyler let us know that the show, its producers and actors, writers and directors have shown us above anything else the love that they have for the character, heroism, and the legacy of Flash and DC, which a while ago it seemed like, you know, I know a number of people, Mark Wade being one of them, got really upset about what he said was, I believe, pissing on legacy. So it's really good to see that.
That was about making Hunter Jay Garrick.
Making
Jay Garrick bad, basically.
So I, too, Tyler, am really impressed with that. And I, for all the problems that I see with the Flash, which are less, or with Arrow or Legends of Tomorrow, there is no arguing that the producers and writers, I think everybody really enjoys working in this universe with these characters. And, you know, even though sometimes it seems like they're kind of trolling us or ruining stuff that we may have grown up with, or, you know, because everybody's got their favorite version of every superhero. There's so many Superman and Green Arrow and Flash stories that you can't please everybody, right? You know,
And unfortunately, we live in a time where it's very easy for those people that are not pleased to spread very ugly negativity, you know. And it's okay not to like something, but
unleash your anger.
That's exactly what they do. So I Tyler, that was really well put. That everybody involved in this shows their love for it, and I completely agree. So.
Well, few references I wanted to mention this week too, Josh. Not a lot, but we got Zoom giving us the next version of Run, Barry, Run, which is probably the scariest version that we've heard to date. Love hearing. That's all we're going to hear for Tony Todd, I think. You know, since he was providing the voice for Zoom. Cisco talked about watching Transformers in 4D, but of course, better acting. We got another Young Frankenstein reference with, I believe, Cisco again talking about Frankenstein. He was referencing Wells, I believe, pulling his best Frankenstein so they could do the Vibe TV tour of Earth 2 there. And I'm pretty sure you noticed this. The Flash of Two Worlds, as a quote, was name dropped by Hunter. He claimed that once he got the speed and beat Barry, he would then have the flashes of two worlds as his trophies.
You know what, that comic, The Flash of Two Worlds, and its cover have become a huge source of story and I don't know what I'm trying to say. It's been a big part of this series. I'm going to have to go,
because it's so iconic too.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to have to go back and look at all my old Flash comics and see if I can find any other comics that have potential to be important in this show as that one has become.
Oh, good idea.
So I know there are some, because there are some Flash comic covers that just stand out that, you know, people instantly recognize, even people that aren't huge fans. So
yeah. Yeah. But, like, oh, the one that, gosh, where he's thrown his uniform in the trash can and says Flash No More on it.
Yes. That, oh man, that's a good one too. See, now I just want to do that. Well, and hey, now I have a summer project. Look at that. I can start rifling through all my old Flash comics.
Yeah.
Which is always a good thing to do. So, all right, man. Well, since you clearly don't know how to work this stuff, I think we have to wrap this up. Haven't you ever worked with a tool before?
Oh, yeah, I'm working with one right now.
Yes, yeah, you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
I want to thank you, though, for talking about this stuff with me all season
long. Oh, absolutely.
This has been a blast, and I am really looking forward to season 3 and seeing where the writers can take us on this ride that they have put us on that I don't want to get off of, so...
Well, yeah, thank you very much for taking us on a great ride here in season 2. It's been a blast as well, just being able to talk about all these cool things with you, from, you know, all the different heroes we thought we were getting and all the villains and the storylines and stuff. It was really, really fun. Looking forward to doing it at least one more season here.
All right. Well, for season 2 then, we got to run.
But if you guys enjoyed the episode, please be sure to leave some feedback for us on iTunes. You can also contact us anytime you want by email at scarletvelocity@randomchatter.com. Don't forget to send in any ideas you guys might have for something you'd like to hear on the summer special. Even if it's just questions or feedback, ideas about season 3, whatever it is, we'd like to showcase you on one of our summer specials. Get to us on Twitter at Scarlet Velocity. You can go back and read some of the live tweets I did here for the season finale, including Lilu Multiverse. That was a pretty good one. Or visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/Scarlet Velocity Podcast.
Hey, you can also check out our other shows, Green Justice and Arrow Podcast, which also wrapped up its season finale this week, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Case Files, which was over last week, but make sure you check those shows out. They're all at randomchatter.com, and you can also, of course, get them over iTunes and through Stitcher for Android or iOS. And, of course, if you enjoy this podcast, we would love to have you tell your friends about it. Share it with them, and they can come join us and let us know what they're thinking, whether they're in the next cubicle or in your comic book shop or just, hey, you know, your family sitting on the couch with you. But remember, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. This podcast is not endorsed by Warner Brothers Television or DC Entertainment. The official website for The Flash can be found at www.cwtv.com. The Flash and related elements are copyright DC Entertainment and Warner Brothers Television.